Is December 14th, 2016, and we're going to do lesson number 157, sitting while holding the legs with all variations. So begin on your back, taking a moment to notice today how you're making contact with the floor. Noticing the upper back and where your shoulder blades are. Traveling down to your lower back and buttocks, right? So you've got your four dots, and then you draw your lines to see how your rectangle is. Is it warmer back here, Nancy? I think it is a little bit, isn't it? Yeah. So just feeling how you're making contact with the floor today. If one shoulder is raised, or one hip, based on the activity that you've done for the last few days. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head today, or if there's any tension or restrictions. And look for, as we go through the lesson, that the ease in your cervical spine gets better and better as we improve your hips and your pelvis and your back. So let's start with bending your knees and bringing your feet to standing. Okay, and just start to tilt your pelvis, what we call 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, right? So that you begin to flatten the lower back a little bit and then arch it. That's it. Just kind of, let's say, warming up your pelvis and lower back to move. Excellent. And then go a little bit towards 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And then go ahead and do a pelvic clock, making a circle. You can go whichever direction you want, just noticing the areas of ease and then areas of tension for you today. Good. Okay. And then let that go. And from here, let's come on up to sitting. And you're going to lean on the left hand next to you. And your right hand, as we started last week, is going to get a hold of your left foot. So your right arm is on the inside. It comes underneath the left foot. And you're just lightly leaning on your left hand so that you can lift up and sort of straighten the left leg. And then you lower it down. And then you're going to slide it away from you. You're going to slide it up, and this is where the rounding of your lower back is important. When you lift the leg up, when you bring it down, you bend at the hips, right? Straighter spine, and then you come up to sitting, round the lower back, lift the leg. When you lower the foot to the floor, you bring the belly forward, and then you bend at the hips. That's it. Excellent. And then we're just going to change over to the other leg and the other side. So you're going to pause, let go of the left leg. You're going to take your left hand, come underneath the right foot, okay? Bring your right hand next to you. Again, as you lift, the left arm and right foot, your back rounds backwards. As you bring the foot to the floor, the heel, you start to arch and then you slide. And for all of us, one leg will be a little tighter, a little sore, right? So my left leg was easier because I weight bear more on the right. So it's pretty tight in here today. That's it. Beautiful. Now from here, let's bring you back to leaning on your forearm. So that means from your palm to your elbow on the right side. And you're going to lift up towards the ceiling the right leg and bend it down. And lift it up and bend it down. Excellent. Let's come back all the way to sitting and see if that made sliding the leg out a little easier. Excellent. Okay, and let's let all that go and rest on your back. Okay, and now from here, we're going to jump into what we started with and worked with last week. So you're going to bend both knees, both legs come to standing, and then you're going to bring your right knee and leg above you, right? And now the right hand from the outside gets a hold of the right foot, and the left hand from the inside gets a hold of the right foot. So both hands, right? And the knee is soft, so this is not about straightening your right leg. Bend the right knee, let it be soft. What's most important is to attempt to get a hold of the right foot and having the fingers go underneath the arch. Okay? That's it. Now, you're going to start to lengthen the leg a little bit, and as you do so, you're going to begin to roll a little bit to the right. And then we're going to roll to the left. This is what we did last week, right? And the left leg just follows, right? So the left knee bends. So when you roll to the right, the left knee comes to the floor on the right side. And then you bring the left leg back up. And then you're going to roll over to the left side. So then the left knee is kind of ahead of you. It falls to the left side. Bringing your arms with your right foot all the way over. So this is a really big opening in your upper back, right? You're kind of tricking your upper back by holding on to your right foot. Those shoulder blades are widening and your head is rolling on the floor so nicely and gently. There's no need to lift your head. Beautiful. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, I think for everybody it's easier. Beautiful. Great. Come back onto your back, straighten your legs, and let's pause and rest for a moment. Let's bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and we're going to try the same thing with the left leg. So you bring the left knee up, right? So the left hand is from the outside under the arch, including your thumb. Then the right hand is from the inside under the arch, right? So try to have your thumbs go with the rest of your fingers. And holding on to your left foot, your right knee's bent, right? You just roll to the left and to the right again. Just feel the opening in the upper back. So if you cannot hold on to the foot and you're holding on to the lower leg, which is fine, It just will work with seeing if things progress. But don't let the hands move. So the key thing is that the hands stay contained. So the upper back, that's beautiful, Bonnie. The upper back, nice, Nancy, expands and widens. I know it's hard to believe for some of you, but it's your upper back that is causing troubles below. So the more that these shoulder blades can widen and expand, the more freedom you'll have lower below, you know, below with the pelvis and the hips. That's it. And then let that go. Come back to your back. Lengthen your legs and arms and just rest. And now bend both knees again. Bring both knees up into your chest. And have your knees slightly spread apart, right? Your right hand below the right kneecap. Left hand below the kneecap. And thumb is with the fingers. That's excellent. And now here, you're going to roll. Remember, right and left. And we really spread the legs wide. Right, so you got this huge stretch in your groin. So when you go to the right leg really goes to the right and it starts to pull the rest of the body over. And then to come back onto your back, you lift the left leg, the left knee, away from the right side, spread, spread, spread till it pulls on the right side. And then you keep going to the left. And then the right comes all the way over. So really exaggerate. Nancy, that is so beautiful. And Barb, some of you are getting these really big spreads, and this is helping those glutes release. That's it. Excellent. And come back to pause and rest on your backs again. So from here, we're going to continue rolling to the side, because then we're going to weave in coming up to sitting straight. But we're going to go back to doing it on the side sitting to begin with. So from your back, we're going to start with the right leg, bend both knees, get a hold of the right foot. The right hand is on the outside, right? The left hand's on the inside. Your left leg is bent, and remember, you start to roll to the right, holding on, and then you let your head come in front of you to bring yourself up to sitting. Never letting go of the right foot, and then you take your head back down in front of you, slide it around and back on your back, and then you roll once again to the right. Now, it's best with the right arm that your right elbow is in front of the right knee, right? So you get that wide spread. So make sure your right elbow, I'm going to say it again, is in front, the inside of the right knee. Elizabeth, that's it. And then go back down. So don't let go of the hands. I know I'll help some of you that weren't here last week. So when you go onto your back, the right arm and elbow needs to be on the inside of the knee. Inside. That's it. And you go all the way over. Let this drop go all the way over, all the way over. And you want to keep your head down. So you want to drop your head, drop your head, drop, open the back, drop. That's it. Get your head down there. Let all this, that's what we worked on last week. Open that up. There you go. That's it, Bonnie. Beautiful, Elizabeth. Look at how much easier it is. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. You guys, it's so much easier. Okay, go back onto your back. Pause for a minute. Lengthen your legs. Okay, so we're going to try this same thing on the left side. So bend your knees, bring the left leg up, and remember, the left hand and arm is in front of the elbow. It's on the inside. Then you get a hold of the foot with the right hand. You start to roll over to the left, so the first part to touch the floor is your knee. Your head is being dragged over to the side. And you're into the side sitting, and you drag your head in front of that whole left leg to come up to sitting, and then you go back down. So it's really important that your left arm is on the inside, both, you know, the inside of that left leg. Both arms are. You come up, take your head in front. So the one place where several of you can continue to work on this, right? We talked last week about ways in which we kind of cheat, right? So you guys all know how to do this. So here you are, right here, and you want to, so many of you are putting your head here, right? And I know it's hard to bring it here because that asks all these muscles to open up. If you go over here, it's more like you're just plopping, falling, right? So these are the little things to work on. So it's like, can I bring my head down to the floor, more in front of my shin, and then sweep it over, right? What changes in my back and my glutes to allow that motion to take place, right? Because that's kind of what we really worked on refining last week some. And you're breathing. Is that what it is? Okay, rest on your backs. So from here, we're going to start to weave in some variations of now coming straight up to sitting, right? So we've been just rolling to the left and right. And this was the part that we just didn't do last week because I felt like we needed to refine going left and right. So from here, you're going to be on your back, you're going to bend your knees, and with your right hand is going to come underneath your left knee. So now you go behind the leg and kneecap. Your left hand is going to be next to you. Okay, so you're on your back. Your left hand is next to you, palm down. Your right hand is on the back side of the knee. And you're going to think of bringing your left knee, which tugs on your right arm and lifts your head to weight bear on your left hand to come to sitting. Awesome. And go back down. I think this is the easiest transition you guys have had. It's because what we did last week and already this morning. That's it. So you come up. So remember, when you start to round back, see my back rounds? But when you come up, you get that good arch. And then the last piece is to start straightening the leg a little bit to get a nice stretch in the hamstring. Come back, round, lie on the floor. So the knee moves away from you. It pulls on the right arm. You lift your head. Soon as you come up, belly forward, straighten the left leg. That's it, and go back down. Try that a couple more times.
It's so easy when you use your leg to pull you up. It's like magic.
Now the next time you go down, we're gonna pause, and the only thing you're gonna change is your hands. So now your left hand comes underneath the left knee, and your right hand is next to you on the floor. The knee pulls away, pulls on the left arm, lift your head. You come up, and you start to straighten the right leg, and you come back. Right? And notice for yourself, is there a difference? Is one hand with the leg easier? Nice, Bonnie. Nice, Nancy. Each time you go back to your back, you're going to find your left knee is hanging into your chest closer and closer. And then you move it away. It pulls on the left arm. That's when you lift your head and you come up to sitting. Excellent, you guys. Beautiful. Back onto your back and rest. Rest with your legs long, your arms down by your sides. Okay, so we're going to try the same thing now with your right leg. So you're going to start with bending your right leg, and we're going to begin with your left hand underneath the knee. Your right hand is next to you, right? The right knee pulls on the left arm, then you lift your head, you weight bear on the right arm, you come up to sit, and then you take yourself forward to elongate the leg, bend it again. Round back. So each time you come back onto your back, your right knee comes closer into your chest. The knee moves away, pulls on the left arm, lift your head, and then slide the leg forward, come back. Excellent. Come up again, and then we'll change. Beautiful. The arms next time, so we can come on your back. You're now going to change. So the right hand is behind the right knee. The left hand is next to your body. Palm is down. And the first part of the movement is the right knee moves away from you. It pulls on the right arm. Then you lift your head. You weight bear on the forearm and then the palm. And then you start to lengthen the leg away from you. Then you bend the knee again, then you lower yourself onto the forearm, back onto your back. And somehow, each time, that knee gets closer into your chest. Excellent. And then go back onto your back and take a pause and a rest. So we're going to go back to the left leg, but it gets a little trickier here. So you can either bend both knees or just think of bringing the left leg up into your chest. So you're going to catch the heel of the left foot with the right hand. Okay? And then the left hand is going to come above getting the toes of the left foot. So your left hand is around your toes, the right hand is with the heel. So hello hamstring. So Marlene, try to bring your leg up. So your leg should be towards the ceiling, okay? So once again, it's that widening of the upper back. So from here, let's start by going left and right to begin with. So you've got the right hand and the left hand, and you're going to roll over to the right. You're going to roll to the left. And when you come back to center, you're going to think about how can you come up to sitting now? Forward. That's the hard piece now. I know, right? So a little clue is if you come back onto your back, right hand under left heel, left hand getting the toes, bend your right leg to stand. And then you can bring it up to the ceiling and kind of swing it to help you up. That's it. Swing it, come up. Then you lengthen the left leg with both arms, widen that back, slide it back, bend the right leg. So let the right leg kind of be long and swing to come up, straighten the left leg, and then go back down again. So it's a bigger swing. The hard part is holding on to the leg because it's widening the back. Slide. Nope, slide. Excellent. Come back. Try it again. Okay, once you're up, this is a little bit funky, but you're going to give it a try. It'll feel very strange. This may feel strange, but the next one's strange. So you're going to now move your right hand on top to the toes. Bring the left hand to the outside to get the heel. And I know you're probably thinking, huh? How does this make a difference? It does. Go back onto your back and come back up. It's like a balance thing. When you change the hands, it's a little stranger, isn't it? You don't have the same balance. So remember when you come up to sitting, now Elizabeth, you slide the leg. Let this upper back open. And do it one more time, and then you can rest on your backs.
You can feel the floor sort of massaging the muscles.
Does the upper back slide open like with an arch or both?
It's kind of both. Just think of it widening. The arms are widening. Okay, go back on your backs and let's rest. There you go. That's good. It's kind of like you're arched first and then you go into rounding. Rest, because we're going to do this on the other side, the other leg. So you're going to bend both legs to start with. Bring your right knee up in the air. And Your left hand is going to be with the heel of your right foot and your right hand with the toes. And then you're going to lengthen your left leg above you to help swing up to sitting. And then you slide forward. So what Elizabeth brought up is when you first come to sit, you're erect. And you pivot at the hips and you stay erect until about this part. And then if you go a little bit further at the very end, you get a little rounded. Okay? And then you come back. But you don't want to start in this position really rounding. You want to stay as straight as you can. That's it. And you go back and really let this left leg be straight. That's it. To just flip you up. So Barb, let the left leg be straight. Watch me. Left leg is straight in the air. See? It's straight. That's what's swinging me. You're bendy. Let it. That's it. Let it give you momentum. Make life easy. That's it. Use the momentum. Let the left leg be straight. You're kind of tricking, right? These hamstrings and hips. We okay? You okay? Okay, when you come up next, we're going to switch the hands. Left hand goes to the toes. Right hand comes around the outside to the heel. And again, it just is different. Your whole balance is different. And as Marlene pointed out, every time that you roll onto your back, it's like giving your back, because the whole back you're rolling through, it's like a massage. You're opening all those muscles. That's it. Try it one more time and then we'll take another rest on your back. Okay, so let's go back to your right leg. Bend both legs to stand and bring the right knee hanging in your chest. And let's try to bring the right hand is behind the knee and your left hand is more towards the calf muscle. Okay? And from here, you're going to come up to sitting. It's a little easier. Yeah. And go back up. Right hand, I said, behind the knee. Left hand to the calf. I said it that way. But sometimes you don't hear right and left's correct. Okay? Because it's a complicated lesson. Good. Now you're going to change the hands. Bring the left hand behind the knee and the right hand down to the calf.
Do we straighten the leg?
You can straighten it if you want, but mainly rolling. And now you're going to take your right hand and place it on the floor next to you. Look at how much easier it's getting. Right? Excellent. Come up, and we're going to just shift to your left leg. Okay, so let's start with your left hand behind the left knee, right hand behind the left calf. Roll onto your back and back up to sitting. Right, and it's really interesting to notice again your balance. One leg, one side, right? It's very different. And now we're going to change the hands. Right hand behind the knee, left hand to the left calf. And back on your back.
Now that's really a lot easier for me. Yeah, that feels more powerful.
Okay, excellent. And then this next time, go back onto your back, letting both knees hang in your chest, and you're going to put right hand behind the right leg, underneath, left hand underneath, and yes, we're going to come up to sitting. It's going to be so easy, you won't even believe it. Right? Seriously, it's like, oh my God, how did this get so easy? So in the beginning, if you use your legs a little bit, that's fine. But as you continue, can you take some of the momentum out? And this is where you really work on rounding, and then when you come up, arching. So if you're getting dizzy, all I want you to play with is just stay here and sitting. Right, and is to go a little bit like this down, almost so that your feet can just start to lift. Okay, you guys, this is back to core, right? This is your core to be able to hold here. This is not about arms, it's core. And then the feet touch and you push that belly out and arch. So you don't have to go all the way down. So this, hover here. See, you should be able to let go with your arms. This is what I was trying to say today, Lynn, in class, spin class. And then you bring your feet down and you come up. So here, right? Be light, right, Marlene? So if you're gripping like this, right, and your neck, that's not it, right? It's light here because you're in your core. Do you guys feel that? Right? Core, core, core. Core shows up in every movement. We're just not using it 2/3 of the time. Now, the challenge or the game is, could you go back each time a little bit further? Like, could you hold your core here and let go with your hands and come up? Nancy, I think this is a really good one for you. And then that's it. And then eventually, even going to this place, right? This is the hardest place. Lynn knows that. And how do you get up? Doing okay, Barb? Yes? Corinne? Lynn?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so everybody has can you see me? Is that part of the problem? Everybody's got a starting place, right? And so your personal goal should be finding the ease and learning to feel your core. That should be your goal. Not like, oh, can I go back as far as possible? That's where we get so messed up with goals. Because then, sure, you can go back, but you're going to do it in a way that is not functional. Right? So you just start here. And if your beginning place is just barely getting the feet airborne and then putting the feet and then arching, and then you learn, okay, I can let go. I'm not working in my neck. I'm here. I'm rock solid here. So when you do this with baby steps, you start training your core to kick in, kick in, kick in. So when you go to do a bigger movement, it's there. But if you don't take the time to do this, you go to do the bigger movement and you're gripping with your arms, your neck is pulled forward, you're straining in all these other places. And it's so the way that we're never taught. It's so opposite. So just start little. The most important thing is, can you let go and you just feel it all right here? It should just be like a rock.
Except for the squishy stuff on top.
Except for the flesh on top, right? I wanted to give you guys something to work with. So over the next 2 weeks, right, till I see you again, okay? Right? So just to take it a step further, so I'm going to face you this way, is let's return. We're going to get to Side City. So everybody come into Side City. I have my right knee in front, left leg bent behind. Right? So remember, we're going to go into this, but this is about skiing, right? So first of all, just feel if you're more level in your pelvis. Is there a little bit more ease there? Right? So again, skiing is this ability, if you bring your right hand over here, you don't collapse and weight bear in the right hand. It starts to slide, right, over here. This is skiing. And then again, can you lift the hands? This is skiing. This is where you end up on your edges. Core. Once again, core. Right? And then what we do in skiing is, can you bring your legs out in front of you and swivel them to the other side? Core. So this would be another little home thing to play with. So if you want to place the hand down, that's fine. But see how I gently place it down? I'm not like over here leaning, right? Right, Barb? So you lean a little bit over, and then legs come out. You can keep the arms next to you, and then you swivel your legs to the other side. And then you play with, can I not be using the arm? Yeah, that's it. Swivel and not use the arms. And you should be, do you guys feel it here again? Core. Excellent. Okay. Now let's go back to legs in front. Let's see if this is easier. Right? Hands behind. Now just see if this is easier. It's much harder going to the side. So is that easier now? And come up. Lynn, is that a little bit clearer? Yeah. So those are the three things the next 2 weeks you could play with. Excellent. Rest on your backs. So I'm going to give you here, first of all, you have a moment here to rest and then to think about. So we've done holding under the knees, holding the foot, both hands with one leg, rolling to the side, rolling straight up, right? We've done all these different ways. So I just want you to think about the different ways, and then just for the next minute to 2 minutes, I'm just gonna let you, it's like free form. So you just be in your own world. You don't worry about another person in the room, and you just start wherever you wanna start, which with whatever leg, and if you wanna start by rolling to the side, coming up side sitting and swooping your head in front, or do you wanna come up to sitting straight forward? But I want you to go through all the different ways we've learned as much as you can remember. So instead of me instructing you, it's up to you to recall, what did you learn, what do you remember? And you do one way, and you can do one way a couple times, and then another way, and just play with it here. At your own pace, your own ease. What? Tight. So,
or scar tissue.
Do it on the other side. Right, so when something hurts, right, and you need to be holding your leg and your foot. So just start from the beginning. No, don't start on that side. Start on the side that it doesn't hurt, but go back on your back. Right, start all the way on your back and start by rolling to your sides and just play with that side. So whenever something hurts, work with the other leg, the other side, right? So you figure something out. Now go all the way over, remember? That's it, let this relax. There you go, there. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Yeah.
No, but it didn't.
And drop down your head.
It was the pressure, I mean, sitting on it.
Yeah, drop your head. There you go. There you go. That's it. That's it. Now go back. Wait, come back. Come back. So the one thing I'd have you work with is that would help this glute is take your head closer to that foot. I know. You're going to hear it talk now. And then you'll feel the tightness versus when you go over here. You don't feel that. It's just, it's kind of tight in there, and I think it grabs onto a nerve. And so that's a way that you can just play with it a little bit in small increments to help it stretch out. So change to something else if you haven't. All right, so now you have so many different ways to come up to sitting. But more importantly than just that, right, is what's going on in your glutes, your hips, your back, your core. That's it, Nance. Is that better? There you go. It's a little bit better. Yeah. That's it. So, again, one of the things that I had suggested last week is over the next 2 weeks, as you're outside playing, snowshoeing, downhill skiing, skate skiing, whatever your pleasure is, or all of the above, these are great movements to come home and just literally roll around on the floor to remind the hips to let go, the glutes to let go, get the core reestablished, get the groin stretched out, right? Even when you're lengthening the leg out in front of you, it's getting the whole hamstring and calf. But they're pretty fun. And I want you to feel successful, like you don't have to memorize anything. Trust yourself. You know what to do. You've been coming long enough. You just took yourself through it. It doesn't have to be a specific order. It's just doing it. But it kind of feels really good to roll around on the floor after you've been out skiing and stuff. That's why I wove these lessons in. It feels really good to roll around. Your upper back, it's like everything kind of gets lubricated, right? Because all these sports are very upright and dominant of our, you know, gravity and weight bearing. Okay, rest one more minute on your back and then we'll come up and see how you feel in standing. Roll your head left and right.
Got a glass.
Oh, go.
So great. You're welcome. Have a great holiday.
See how it feels? See if your head feels now super loose and relaxed from all this other stuff we did. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side or come straight forward, however you'd like to roll up, to sitting and then standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.